Wow. Looks like everybody's really been enjoying the lies. The series on lies singles believe, that is. So how about another one this week? Three lies singles believe about married life. Hey, this is Todd. Welcome to the Thrive Singles Podcast.
Whether you're single again or still single, stop hating being single and learn to thrive.
And welcome back to another week of the Thrive Singles Podcast. Before I get started, I want to take a minute and revisit a point I made last week. I do believe living together is dumb, and the numbers don't look good for it. But I don't believe that automatically dooms you to a failed relationship. If you've been living together, but now you've decided to do the right thing and get married, there is still hope. Yeah, you put yourself at a disadvantage, but I believe God will honor your decision to make it right. I also believe that good counseling and good communication can make all the difference. The numbers don't lie, but they are just averages and statistical probabilities. With God's help and good counseling, you can buck the trends. Now, on to today's topic. Three lies singles believe about married life. People believe a lot of lies. Some of these lies have terrible effects on their life as a single person. Some lies not only affect their singleness, but later on affect their marriage as well. But today, I want to deal specifically with lies singles believe about what married life will be like. If you ever want to get married and stay married for life, kill these lies now. Otherwise, believing these lies might kill your marriage later. Lie number one. After we get married, they'll change. You know, after we get married, they'll grow up, lose their bad habits, be more responsible, love me more, stop belittling me, respect me more, go to church with me more, realize how lucky they are to have me, stop trying to change me, or, you know, blank, insert your own wish or pipe dream. The truth, who they are now is a pretty good indicator of who they'll be when you get married. And how they act now is pretty much how they act after you get married. In fact, the sad truth is that in most cases, the behaviors you don't like, they get even worse after you get married. If they act unloving or disrespectful in their single life, they'll probably do more of the same or worse in married life. You see, you're thinking, after you get married, the reality of being a married person will help them straighten up. Meanwhile, they're thinking, once they get married, they can finally relax and be who they really are, because now they're married and they don't have to impress you anymore. The bottom line is that they may indeed change after you get married, but it might be for the worse instead of for the better. This could simply be little things like irritating habits, but it might also be dangerous, reckless, or abusive behaviors. So the best thing to do, make sure what kind of person someone is before you get too close or ever start thinking about marriage. The worst thing you can do is get too close too quickly, especially getting too physically involved. Then try to figure out, you know, if they're the kind of person you want to marry. Once you're involved, your rose-colored glasses are in place and you lose all that objectivity. That's when you start self-deceiving and telling yourself lies about how married life will change them. Lie number two. After we get married, my spouse will meet all of my needs. My spouse will meet my need for romance, affection, conversation, emotional support, financial security, sex, and fill in the blank with your unmet need or unrealistic expectation here. The truth? Not only is that unrealistic, but it's actually impossible. Two people, no matter how much they love each other, just can't meet all of each other's needs and fulfill all of each other's desires. Most of us really love our spouses dearly, and we do all we can for them. But we're only human. There are limits to what we can do for each other, but there are no limits on what we can expect from each other. So you see the inherent problem here. That's one of the reasons I always stress the importance of thriving as a single person first. Going into a marriage needy sets you up for a dysfunctional marriage. Going into a marriage with all kinds of unrealistic expectations leads to disappointment. And each of you having your own list of things you expect the other to do for you sets you up for a life of frustration with marriage and with each other. Marriage is not about getting your needs met. Rather, it's about serving each other. It's about loving each other unconditionally, with the understanding that you will each mess up at times, and that neither of you is capable of meeting all the other's needs. Some needs, like take emotional support. That's a load you should distribute among family, friends, and your spouse. Some needs, like sex, can only be legitimately met by your spouse. In that case, it's up to you to make sure that your expectations are realistic and in line with your potential spouse's expectations, desires, and capabilities. Line number 3. After we get married, we'll just figure it out. This is the last lie I want to deal with today. After we get married, we'll somehow just figure it out. Society teaches us that love conquers all. If you find that special someone, it all just works out. When you combine that with the lack of teaching and training most people receive about marriage, it's easy to see why so many marriages struggle. The truth? Premarital counseling is a really good thing. And the more aspects of life you talk through before you get married, the better your marriage will be. Why leave something as important as marriage to chance? With all that's at stake, should you really try to just wing it? Before you get married, you should have a series of honest conversations with your fiancé. Since money, sex, and child rearing are the biggest three things that drive couples apart, start there. Discuss every conceivable aspect of those three things. Good marriages stem from intimacy. Intimacy comes from knowing each other, intimately. So don't hold anything back. Like, how do you prioritize what you do with your money? Are there any sexual positions, activities, or fantasies that you expect to or expect not to participate in? How do your family and friends raise their children? Were you both raised that same way? Then once you've thoroughly talked through those issues, move on to everything else you can possibly imagine. What are your expectations regarding gender roles, division of housework, holidays, food, vacations, work schedules, sleeping and waking schedules, entertainment, socializing? I could go on and on. Seriously, the more things you talk about openly and honestly, the better you get to know each other. And the better you know each other, the more you're prepared for married life. Here's what worked for me. Before I remarried, my fiancé and I went through a premarital counseling. We also used a book. And it's a mouthful here, a book called 100 Answers to 100 Questions You Should Ask Before You Say I Do. And that book helped us to think through and talk about a huge range of subjects. And that time we spent talking through those things was precious, and it helped draw us together. As a result, we went into married life with realistic expectations, and we've had minimal disappointments. If you're interested in that book, I've included the affiliate link in the description. And if you purchase through that link, it will help support the podcast. So let's recap. Lie. You'll change all those things I don't like after we get married. Truth? They probably will change. They'll get worse. Lie. My spouse will meet all my needs. Truth? It's impossible for you or your spouse to meet each other's needs. Just impossible. Lie? We'll figure it all out after we get married. Truth? If you want a good marriage, start planning for it now and learn to talk about difficult subjects with anyone you might be seriously interested in. So, till next time, stop believing lies and thrive on.
I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. See you next week. Till then, be sure to subscribe and go check out my extensive archive of past posts at thrivesingles.com. And thrive on!
There's more to life. You gotta grow, you gotta thrive. Whoa, 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 you gotta thrive. There's more to life than to just survive.